You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Hello, and welcome to The Pulse. I'm Ben, and joining me today, we've got Erin and April. So, coming up, we're going to be talking about the government's new tier systems that will be introduced after the end of lockdown on the 2nd of December. We'll also be looking at the dangers of being a cyclist in Nottingham after a University of Nottingham student was hospitalised after a collision between a cyclist and a pedestrian. We'll also be looking at the news that the government has foiled an attempt to possibly defraud the Department of Work and Pensions from £1 billion in universal credit claims. And also, we'll be having a look at those Black Friday deals and whether or not they're too good to be true. We also may be hearing about the news on Christmas that might come out in the next hour. Next up, we're going to be discussing a piece of local news, and that involves a University of Nottingham student and also cycling in this city. So a mum has talked about her anger after a University of Nottingham student was hit by a cyclist who failed to stop. So a mother has been left furious after her student daughter was hit by a cyclist who didn't stop and help her as she laid unconscious on the floor. So the University of Nottingham student was walking with friends when she collided with a cyclist, suffering a fractured shin bone up to her knee, which required a bone graft as well as plates and pins being inserted. So the 19-year-old student, who doesn't want to be named, is suffering from anxiety due to the incident, and was knocked unconscious near the university boating lake after the collision. It was reported the cyclist was more worried about his own bike than stopping to help the distressed teenager. The student's mum received a call minutes after the incident whilst working in Birmingham. She was shocked to hear the news and felt that helpless, that she couldn't do anything. So the 35-year-old said, "I felt horribly hopeless when I took the phone call. Although I wasn't too far away, I couldn't get over to Nottingham to look after her with the COVID guidelines in place." She also added, "It's a very stressful and distressing time." So Nottinghamshire Police are now appealing for anyone who saw the incident to come forward to help with their inquiries. So, and they also said that it's disappointing that the cyclist didn't stop and help the woman after the incident. They'd like to thank those members of the public who did come to her aid and ensure that an ambulance was called. I'm wondering, guys, what do you kind of think about this incident? I don't know if you have had any experience of cycling in Nottingham, but from my experience, it can be on some places, because we've talked about this before, sometimes it can be a dangerous thing to be a cyclist and also to be a pedestrian as well.
Yeah, definitely is. I personally haven't cycled, but I've seen a lot of bikes around, and there are some smaller lanes and paths that it's really hard to, you know, get past each other without a collision. I can understand something like this happening, because it, as I said, it seems like there's a lot of cyclists around. But yeah, it's quite an extreme collision as well. It seems she sustained quite a few injuries, which is, yeah, I wouldn't have expected.
Yeah, it's obviously really sad that like she's been such seriously injured, like you're saying. But I mean, the police have released like a photo and stuff of the person on the bike, like hoping that somebody can identify who it is. But I mean, it seems quite unlikely, because sort of it's like you can't really tell their identity very well. But obviously it's kind of like really outrageous that somebody would just, you know, run down a pedestrian, even if obviously they didn't mean to, and you know, they were, you know, apparently they were like sort of chucked off their bike as well. But if someone else is seriously injured, you should be looking after them. So it's sort of like unbelievable that someone would just leave somebody in that state without like helping them and calling an ambulance and looking after them.
Yeah, it is really horrible what's happened to this girl, and that she was left unconscious and he didn't even bother to stop. And also, I think it's reported that he's saying he was more concerned for the his own bike than the girl's well-being. So hopefully that she's feeling better now after it. But I think it kind of does raise the question about what it is like to be a cyclist and also a pedestrian in Nottingham, because I think it can be quite dangerous for both groups, really, because I think an issue is there is only a certain number of bike lanes around the city. You know, people have said before that, you know, cyclists have been hit by cars while cycling up and down Derby Road, because that is obviously very busy and can be quite dangerous with, you know, big lorries and buses going down there as well. And also when people, like this incident happened by the boating lakes in Highfields Park, and that can be quite... There's obviously no kind of way to separate cyclists and pedestrians. And I think that something I've noticed this year, which I haven't seen before, is that cyclists are beginning to kind of cycle on paths more than they used to, because there's a path which runs up from West Entrance up towards Law and Social Sciences and Hallward Library on campus. And that path is usually just for pedestrians, and there is a cycle path right next to it, yet people have started cycling right up there into the middle of the crowd. And I've had to kind of get out of the way before earlier this year because people have been cycling up the path. So do you guys think there probably needs to be a, you know, better signage and more cycle lanes to kind of keep pedestrians and cyclists separate, especially on campus?
Yeah, I think if it was like more clearly, you know, signposted where the cycle lanes were, then people, maybe pedestrians as well, who are walking there would be more aware that cyclists could be coming. And then it would mean that places that are not really suitable for cyclists to be going down, maybe they sort of didn't realise until it's too late, and it turns out to be like quite narrow paths, like you're saying. And if it is narrow paths, then it should be, you know, just for pedestrians, so that people aren't going to be hit, or hopefully it would reduce the chances of anything like this happening again, where a person's been so badly injured.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with having more of a more signs and etc. around to, you know, tell people, oh, there are, even if they're saying, oh, you know, cyclists may be here, it just reminds people to look a bit more. But I don't know if there's always space to add in more cycling lanes, even though obviously that would be the best kind of case scenario. But then also there's, as you were saying, like there are cycling lanes, but sometimes people aren't using them because maybe it's quicker to go another way. And I don't know if you can necessarily enforce that, but yeah, more signs would, or something of that, you know, something like a sign would help encourage or just remind people that there are cycling lanes, and maybe use those, because it would just, it just makes it a bit easier for everyone, I think.
Yeah, so I was wondering what you guys thought, I think it's kind of related to this, what you guys thought of the new electric scooters that we've been seeing around Nottingham, because obviously they've been legalised in the UK for a couple of months now, and so obviously they've been springing up around place, especially around campus and stuff like that. So I wondered, what do you think in relation to kind of cycling and scooters? Because especially on my way in this evening, I had to kind of get out of the way of a parade of about five of these scooters who were on the pavement. And so do you think that these kind of scooters make the paths more dangerous? Because I feel like certain people aren't following kind of the rules of the road that they would when they were cycling, but because it's a scooter, they can do whatever they want with it. What do you guys think?
Yeah, with the scooters as well, because people don't own them, they just use them. There's a lot more, you know, people leave them everywhere. I see them more like discarded on the side than I do actually people using them. And because they don't own them, I think people are, they don't really care, so they'll go fast or run in, go into people's way, etc., just because it's more fun for them, I guess. I don't really know.
Yeah, and for like, especially on the university campus, like obviously there's a lot of pedestrians around, you know, in some places obviously there's a lot more pedestrians than cars and other things like buses and stuff. So I feel like on university campus, obviously it's good in a way, but I feel like maybe it's sort of maybe not the best place because there are so many people walking around and so many students. And also because, like you're saying, people are doing it sort of for fun. And I feel like students probably are more likely to sort of, you know, be like, oh, it's having fun and not really taking sort of other people and their own sort of safety, like, as seriously as maybe they would if they were sort of using it as a commuting sort of.
Yeah, no, I completely agree that, I mean, the scooters are a lot of fun. I can say that from experience because I used them for the first time last year when I was on holiday, because obviously they've been around in European cities for quite a few years now, and they were lots of fun, but definitely we were kind of kept to the cycle lanes and the streets and not really going on the pavement, because I think, like you said, if people don't really care about them and they don't really know what they're doing, they can just come, you know, go on the pavements. I've seen people, well, I've nearly had someone come into the back of me on one of them because they were riding on the pavement. So I think obviously now with this kind of added layer, there's definitely a lot more to watch out for, especially in light of this horrible incident.
This is URN.